Hello, debunkers all over the universe. How are you doing today? It's so nice to be back here. And it's a new month. Yes, it's April. And it's the 10th of April already. Happy new month. That's still not out of place, right? So happy new month to you and yours. I wish you a really beautiful April, right? And then it's not been so funny around here because you've been on strike for about 10 days. Yes. Nigerian doctors have been on strike for 10 days with lots of demands from the government just to make the working condition a lot better for medical doctors, the non-payment of salaries, review of the hazard allowances. Well, till now, we're still earning 5,000 naira for hazard allowance. And that's so ridiculous. We're hoping that will be reviewed and, things will be set right. And then amongst other things, really, because there are other demands. And then, we've been on this for about 10 days. And to be candid with you, it has not been funny. I really miss being with my patient. I miss being in the hospital. I miss caring for people. But then, what can we do? It seems that, this is one language that the Nigerian government understand. And I really wish that we don't have to come to this point before we can get things done. But it looks like one option that works usually well for whatever short period it works for, it still does work. Okay, so somehow it looks like something to fall back on when everything else has been tried. And so I really look forward to going back to work. And to every Nigerian out there that has, that I had to bear the brunt of this strike, we're very sorry. We love you. We love you very much. And as much as you also want the strike to end, we want it to end too. Okay? And we're all really hopeful. And then we hope to, get something positive very soon so that we all go back to work and everything start to work as it should be. Okay, so having said that, I want to say that I got my COVID-19 vaccine. And it wasn't really as bad as, it was painted. Oh gosh, I've seen things, I've read things, articles, different things, propagandas everywhere saying this or that. And yes, I know I'm a medical doctor, but I was scared, after the many things that I read about it. And I took it. And it wasn't as bad. Yes, it was an injection, but it wasn't so painful. And then for my other colleagues that have had it, some of us had like subtle side effects. For myself, I had this feeling of malaise. Malaise is like a feeling of being sick. That feeling when you have like say catarrh, that feeling you're not just fine. I had that feeling for, I think about an hour or two after getting the vaccine, and that was all gone, 100% gone by the next day. Okay, and ever since then, I've not had any issues at all. And some of my colleagues, some people had subtle body pains that, responded to paracetamol, and they were all fine. Okay, so we've not really had any major side effects, yes. And that's common to all vaccines, right? So we're not going to say, this is just because it is COVID-19 vaccine. Even measles vaccine for children, hepatitis B vaccine. Vaccines generally just have side effects, subtle ones, maybe fever for the first few hours of getting the vaccine. It's peculiar to vaccines, okay? And it's sometimes because of some of the changes it is initiating within the body, right? And sometimes at the site of the injection. Okay, so it is not to say that, COVID-19 vaccine is strange to have side effects. No, it is not, right? And then, I don't want to say too much about that, but I just want to tell you that I have gotten my vaccine. And of course, we encourage you to get yours. It is not bad. It is safe. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe for you and yours, okay? That's one point I thought to mention. I've been told that my next dose is going to be on the 1st of June, and I look forward to that. Some weeks ago, I was at a medical outreach. I went in company of other colleagues, senior and junior colleagues, all medical doctors. It was an outreach in a church, and we're basically supposed to you know, sort out common medical problems. Whatever problem we pick with the church members. And then, you know, we got to work, and I realized that for most of the old women that I had to see, apart from hypertension being, across board, like we saw quite a number of women, men, young and old people with really high blood pressures. You know, some of them do not even know they had it until that outreach. And I was, really glad that we had to do that, you know, help them come to terms with it so that they could start treatment immediately. And then some people actually know about it anyway, it's just that they've not really been regular on their medications. Okay, so for the most part of the outreach, it was more health education, okay, more than making diagnoses and then prescribing medications. But then something struck me, okay, more like, I don't want to say it was out of the blues, but then it just really got me, because just like I told you, I had to see lots of old women. And then the major complaint actually was knee pains, and then poor sleep at night. And there was actually a particular woman that complained of feeling suddenly hot and then sweats, and that's it. Plus, she told me that a period had stopped about 2 years ago. Told me these are new findings for her. She's never had to, deal with something like this before, but then it feels strange, and she just wanted to ask, my opinion about the new symptoms she was having. And, well, I realized that the last episode on the Moment of Truth was about abnormal vaginal bleedings, and I remember that one of the things that I mentioned was on postmenopausal vaginal bleeding as being abnormal. Okay, so when I started seeing these things, I thought, okay, maybe as an addendum, or like not a very perfect continuation, right? But then that I should mention something around menopause. Yeah, it's apparent. Most people really actually know about menopause. By the time you mention it, oh, menopause, we all know it's about menstruation stopping. Yeah, like a good number of people know. If I ask you right now, like, okay, what do you think menopause is? A good number of people will tell you, oh, it is when your monthly period stops. And that is very correct. Excellent. It is correct, 100 over 100. But then, beyond the fact that the menstruation has stopped, is actually some other things that are much more important than the stoppage of a period. Because, well, for some people, that their period has stopped is like a plus. Yeah, very many people say that this menopause will just come. Let this period, let it just stop. As I'm tired of buying sanitary pads every month, or, you know, having to deal with this abdominal pain, or having to, you know, it's just something that some people really look forward to. Once the period has stopped, that's over, right? But then I thought to say that, yes, a part of menopause, which is like the central thing, really, is the cessation or the stoppage of the monthly period, monthly vaginal bleedings, the menstruations. But then beyond that, also some physical, social, sexual implications, you know, of that period stopping. Because usually the period doesn't just stop, it's something that erodes the stoppage of the period, and it's usually some hormonal changes. You know, hormones are chemicals in the body produced by different parts of the body to control different aspects of it. Most of them, the very controlling ones, are coming from the brain, and, you know, they go to certain parts of the body to tell them, this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you don't do. And then menopause points to, you know, certain changes in the level of those chemicals, and most of the time it actually points to the fact that a central chemical in the body, estrogen, being like the most important, has dropped significantly. The main reason why this has happened is because, the ovaries have lost their ovarian reserves, like the eggs are no more there, because it's usually the eggs coming out every month that regulates those hormones, you know, following all of that cycle. But then by the time the cycle is gone, the main hormone has dropped significantly, the eggs are really not coming anymore, the hormones are down, then some other things would come in. And just like I mentioned to you, these things are some of the things that these old women actually told me at this outreach. The very common ones that we get to see with the onset of menopause, or with the onset of irregular menstruation, because usually before the period stops completely, it actually has a period of being irregular. It may come in January, and then you don't see it again till May, and then it will come in June, and then you do not see it again until September, you know, and that is usually something that has not been happening before. That may be a pointer to menopause coming in. And I should quickly chip in that the age of menopause is dropping too. People are now being menopausal at 45, yeah, right, at 55. Okay, that's like the range that is being given right now by the WHO. But then we're seeing even younger people going into menopause. Some people in their late 30s, some people in their early 40s. Okay, so, I mean, these things happen. And, I mean, studies have shown that when people are a lot more prepared for something, they handle it better. When they have, like, a positive outlook to something, it's a lot better to handle it. It's a lot better to cope with it when it comes. And that's why I thought to mention this, okay? So I hope you just follow me closely. One of it is actually hot flushes. You just feel hot. It's not like where you are is hot. It's not like, you know, anybody else there is hot. You just feel hot. It just comes from, I mean, this heat just rises from within you. And then you sweat suddenly. And then you just see that you're sweating. I mean, nothing is wrong with you. I mean, the heat just comes and then you sweat. Okay, that's what we call hot flushes. And it may actually be one thing that points to menopause. The other might be, you know, disturbances with sleep. It may be a bit difficult to get sleep, you know, to get some good sleep. Yes, menopause can also come with that. There's also the problem of vaginal dryness. And that's because the estrogen as a chemical, as an hormone, actually helps with the lubrication of the vagina. Vagina becomes dry and we call it atrophic. Atrophic means that it will lose its strength. Right, the muscles there would then lose their strength and then it goes dry. And you know, this may explain why sexual interactions might not be palatable anymore. You know, it may come with some pain, sometimes with some subtle bleedings. Okay, for menopausal women, even the libido will drop significantly, like you're not really in the mood. You don't really want to do this, you know. The urges just drop, like, significantly. And then the other thing is what we call is night sweats, okay? You may start to sweat more at night. The point I'm trying to make is that much more than the fact that the period is no more coming, is the fact that, oh, there are other changes that would come in and that we really need to be ready for. And to also reiterate that these things are not abnormal, okay? So you are not abnormal to feel these things when your period are stopped. Normal. These things are very normal occurrences for any and every woman whose period has stopped. It's just that, you know, the extent to which each person has them will differ. Some people will have more hot flushes. Some people will have, you know, more problems with sleep. So, you know, it just differs with different persons, but it doesn't mean that you are abnormal for having them. The other one that I really want to mention is what we call osteoporosis. It's big English, really. It's just to say that, you know, the bone density has dropped. The density of the bone, which would also translate to the strength in the bone, will drop once period stops. Okay, so if we're going to do an x-ray for a young lady, say of 30, and we want to compare that with the x-ray of a 75-year-old woman, they definitely will not be the same. For the older woman, I mean, it looks lighter. I think that's the way I can really describe it. It looks lighter. Then for the younger lady, it looks denser, like whiter. Yeah, that's actually the word. If you're somebody that is, you know, if you can relate with, you know, x-rays and films. Okay, so once this strength in the bone drops, it means that the bone will not be able to, you know, handle so much stress as it used to. So for people that even before they reached menopause, they've had issues with their joints, which is of course arthritis, you know, they've had issues with their joints and all of that even before hitting menopause. Once they hit menopause, it just gets worse. And that's because the strength in the bone are dropped, and then the bone is having to do more work in that sense, right? So its chances are the pain might get worse when you now enter menopause. And for somebody that has perhaps never had any serious issues with joints before, once they get to menopause and, you know, they start experiencing this joint pain, and then they start asking questions like, why now, why me, you know? So this is just to, of course, let you know what may come with menopause, to also prepare you for it so that you're psychologically ready for it, and then you're positive in your approach to menopause, right? And that's why I'm discussing this today, because some of the women I saw then, they were so bothered, you know, they were so bothered that, I mean, this has been happening to them. And for the most part, some of these things have solutions, okay? They have solutions, and I'm just going to touch on some of the solutions now, right? Well, there are vaginal creams, there are estrogen-containing creams. Remember I told you that estrogen is like the central hormone for females, okay? So the estrogen creams are there, usually if the major problem for a menopausal woman, pardon me, is vaginal dryness, the fact that she wants to enjoy sex more, the fact that she needs to deal with this pain that comes with, you know, sexual exposures, then a vaginal cream would just be fine. And then there's what we call the hormone replacement therapy. Remember I told you that menopause is really it's a game of hormones. Like it's really an hormonal change as it is. Okay, so usually by the time we're considering solutions, we weigh our options. I mean, giving you solutions to that problem greatly outweighs letting you have significantly restricted life. Then of course we're advised to get it, and that's where hormone replacement therapy. And yes, like lots of people are going for it, but then it is not without side effects. It has its own side effects, like a good number of them. Okay, so we weigh our options, right? And then the other thing actually is that when it comes to hot flushes, you can shower more. Okay, you can enter the bathroom more, you can shower more. It helps you feel cooler. Okay, and then you can of course manage it a lot better. It is also important not to gain weight at this time. You have to really be intentional about weight gain once you're menopausal. Remember I said that the bone strength drops significantly, and definitely that is not the time to gain weight. That is not the time to further burden the bones that are already, you know, that are already low in strength. And then the other thing, of course, is that by the time a woman is hitting menopause, it means that she's advancing in age, right? Okay, so menopause should also be something that reminds you of your screenings, right? You want to do your, regular screening, cancer screening. Of course, it's breast and cervical cancer that are really, high up on the list for females. Okay, so you know at that time you'll have to do your mammogram. Okay, and then you know at that time you need to go for your pap smear. Pap smear is the one that helps to detect any problems with the neck of the womb, you know, when cancer will start to grow there, so that it can be removed in time and then it don't cause trouble. So once menopause is there, it's also a time to do your screenings more regularly. And then of course it's also the time to check your BPs regularly. Remember where I told you about what we found out at that outreach. Okay, so menopause is also a time to increase your health awareness, learn more about your health, and as much as possible stay healthy and then enjoy life. Really, the reason that I come to do this or talked about this today is to increase your awareness, you know, get you ready for it, beyond the fact that, you know, we feel, oh, it's just about the period stopping. Make you aware of the other things that may come with it and equip you with that knowledge, so that when you start to see it, you're not so bothered, in quote. You're not running around when you actually should just take your time, relax, find a balance, right? Exactly. Okay, so that's going to be the end of today's episode. I hope you've been able to pick one or two things. And of course, I would say that it is not just for our mothers, right? Not just for the females, it's also for our fathers, right? The males too, the people that would be living with us. You know, you also need to understand that, oh, at this stage, and really even for females, every stage of our lives just has one thing or the other. You know, menstruation is here, there are so many things around you that are not very pleasant, and then pregnancy comes with all its own, you know, peculiarities, and then boom, childbirth is there, having to take care of them comes in, and then they are gone and menopause comes in. You know, there's just so many things at different times, and we really would, we can use, you know, the help of our partners significantly through these stages. Okay, when we get their support too, it's a lot easier to navigate most of this, you know, amazing phases of our lives as women. Okay, so to all males out there, please kindly be supportive of your woman. We're a peculiar creature, okay, and you have to handle us with that peculiarity, you know, make it a lot easier for us. And then, yeah, I should say this, that it is not true that when you have sex after your period has stopped, you are at increased risk of diseases, like you get diseases once you are menopausal. No, it is not true. Okay, you can, just like I said, there are other things that can help, that can make, you know, our sex life still great even after menopause. Okay, if you feel that you need further help, just see your doctor, talk to a psychologist, you know, talk to people, you know, just tell them what you're bothered about. And of course, make sure you're carrying your husband along so that you're both on the same page and, you know, things can be better handled, since, when the two of you are involved in the care of, the other person. And of course, as you're also doing your screening, your husband should be doing that too, because both growing old together. And our prayer is that, like, grow very old together, living a fulfilled life. All right, then, this is where I'm going to stop today. And yes, I still said it, COVID-19 vaccine is safe. Okay, so whatever opportunities you have to get it, please grab it and have yours. I am going to say my bye-bye here. Like, take care of yourself and have a really, really wonderful week. Bye.